Hi, this is Lee Cooper aboard the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Healy. Working tonight, we're sailing in a northeasterly direction along the U.S.-Russian convention line, going through Anadyr Strait, so we're going north of St. Lawrence Island tonight. And so we're taking a little break from our sampling, but we'll be back at it real soon. And one of the things that happens on the ship is a lot of sampling of water from the bottles on the CTD, our measurement device for salinity temperature. In addition, all these water samples are collected, and one of the people that's on board that's taking a lot of that water and doing something with it is Marjorie Brooks from the University of Wyoming. Marge, why don't you tell us why you're collecting all that water and what do you plan to do with it?
Well, Lee, I'm filtering algae from several depths of the water column. And given that algae are the beginning of the food chain, all animal life in the Arctic depends on them, as you know. So after this cruise, I will take my filters back to the lab, and I will analyze the stable isotopic and fatty acid biomarkers in the algae. Using those biomarkers, we can trace how the algae contributes to the entire food web. The algae that winter in the sea ice are released when the ice melts and triggers the spring bloom of algae in the water column. So learning more about the algae and the entire food web in the Arctic is important because global warming is causing the ice to melt earlier and earlier in the spring. If the timing of the spring bloom occurs too early, or if the ice retreats northward, the clams and the sea cucumbers, for example, that live directly below us here on the seafloor, will starve. If those invertebrate species are gone, then the fish and the birds that dive down to the bottom to feed on those animals have to migrate to other areas.
So some of these markers, as you call them, biomarkers, they're essentially chemicals that tell us where the food source, what the organism was eating, and you're trying to track back to all of this big phytoplankton bloom we're seeing now right as the ice retreats.
That's right, exactly. And by knowing that, we can understand how the ice is contributing to the phytoplankton bloom and how the phytoplankton that bloom in the spring are contributing to the entire food web. So the timing of that algal bloom and the rest of the food web are all critically linked to the timing of the sea ice retreat that occurs in spring when the water's warm.
Yeah, and we've seen a lot of ice up here so far, but it is retreating quickly. We're in open water right now, proceeding north into the farthest north portion of the Bering Sea, and we'll give you another report soon. Thanks, Marge, for taking a few minutes of your time to talk with me tonight. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Lee.
Okay, bye-bye.